Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy, happy hour. It's actress, activist, Mimi Kennedy. Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm stealing you right out from under that bastard Tom Hartman's old bloody fingers.
Old bloody fingers. What can you do? Well, I'm a promiscuous child. I'll go anywhere and speak to anyone.
You may know Mimi from her body of work, including on Mom, most
yes.
recently, our friend Allison Janney's amazing show. You play, yes. right? You, first
That's
of all, I know
you. Sponsor.
Pardon me?
The sponsor, you
yes.
know, 12-step sponsor.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. And I know you was you're the hippie mom on Dharma and Greg. So
yes.
But you also are an amazing political activist, right? Founder of a founding member of Progressive Democrats of America. So you've
Indeed.
Been. How long have you been doing the activism part?
This is 20 years now.
Oh.
It was the year 2000. Well, much longer. I mean, the Vietnam War. Stephanie, I started out like you, a Republican child of Republican parents.
I was
Catholic.
Abandoned by wolves, raised by Republicans.
There you go. Is that enough hierarchical authoritarianism for you? I adored my parents, as I know you did yours.
Where were your Republican parents?
Rochester, New York. You were around the Wheeze show.
I was getting to that, like where I began my radio career as the esteemed Sister Sleaze on the Brother Wheeze Morning Circus. So Rochester, which is quite a bit up the ways from the transit from Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, and Tanawanda, and my home port of Lackport. Do you miss the Flat A?
And Horseheads. There's a town called Horseheads in New York State, which is one of my favorite place names.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. The answer is yes. All of you.
Okay. I only one question about Rochester. Was Mama San Vietnamese restaurant there when you were there? Because that is the
no.
best fucking Thai food I've ever had. Thai Vietnamese. Mama San.
Oh, how nice. No, I'm older than you are, Stephanie, and I grew up in a place that was so non, you know, to me, immigrants were German, a few German.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
It was an Irish Catholic Italian ghetto. It was very pleasant, but it was, I was not aware of a wider Rochester, New York until I was not much older, around
so
high school.
You had Republican parents in Rochester, the nice Republican parents. Right.
Yeah.
And when did you go wrong? When did you go communist?
The Vietnam War at Smith College, the combination of a secular school and a bloody friggin' war that I didn't agree with at all, woke me up. And I just thought, why are we doing this? I was taught love one another.
You've seen all these protests in the street, starting from the Women's March into the, you know, Parkland Kids and the March for Our Lives into the racial equality, Foster riot, protest. Do you feel the same activism of the 60s, of the anti-Vietnam War, or do you feel like we're not there yet to that level of
No,
activism?
I think, in fact, we're not only there, we're beyond there. I think there's a level of political sophistication and mutual aid, so to speak, that has improved resistance movements. I mean, Tom Hayden, who was a friend, friend of mine, and in 2004, when we started Progressive Democrats of America, he sat beside me on this opening panel, and I almost wept. I was so moved to be near this, what I considered a giant of the movement. But he was back in it teaching people because he didn't want people to make the same mistakes we had made before, which was us versus them. We're right. You're wrong. We're going to make so much noise until we drive you nuts and you hate us. And then we're going to take over.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah. That's how the right characterizes all this now. And they're completely wrong. They're the ones that are dealing from an old deck now. And I'm happy to see it.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Weird, random Rochester thing. How fucked up was that when Trump said Kodak is going to make a vaccine?
You're like, oh my God!
What the fuck?
Kodak,
the camera company? What the fuck?
How dare you I mean, not that Kodak was a great hero of the day because they were so anti-union, they couldn't let any unions into Rochester. But I had great anger that he was hurting my pride.
Yeah.
How dare you mess with Rochester? And what was that about anyway?
They don't make vaccine. They make what? Like, everything is a grift. Everything's some corruption, some payoff to a buddy. They got some big government grant to make. You're like, to make that? What? Okay. It was like a donut factory. You know, you're going to make antibody cocktails now. These donut makers.
They make chemicals, Stephanie, and chemicals are those invisible things that put together something wonderful.
Friday's like, I announced the Krispy Kreme antibody cocktail factory. It's like, wait, what? They make fucking glazed, huh? What's happening? Okay. So you began your career appearing in the Broadway musical Grease, which I love.
Yeah. Amazing.
You're the one that
I
want. You're the one that I want.
Well, of course, yes, exactly. That was actually not in the play, and I have nightmares that I have to go back into Grease. It's the backstage nightmare of every actor.
Right.
Only it's the script for the movie.
Yes, you're the one that I want was only in the movie. It wasn't on the
script. God damn it. That's fucked up. Okay. You played to type. You played a hippie, the hippie mom in Dharma and Greg.
Yep.
Dharma's mom, Abby. Okay, and then the 12-step sponsor of the lead characters Anna Faris and Allison Janney. That show is so fun. We just had Kristen Johnson on the Happy Hour not too long ago, and I mean, actors working at the level of you and Kristen Johnson and Allison Janney is just so amazing to watch. You know,
we're having a good time. Yeah, we're having a good time. The improvisatory quality, even though, of course, we're learning lines to the word, that's the new way now in sitcom. It's kind of like a poem. You have to know the right words in a sitcom because they kind of rhyme. But it's thrilling when people are on their
Can I tell you a random mom story? So I went to a taping because I'm a good friend of a very good friend of Allison. So I went to a taping. But you know Grandma's schedule. It was like at a certain time when it was like, so I brought snacks because that was my afternoon snack hour.
No.
But I forgot that I brought the stinky cheese. So I brought really stinky cheese. At some point I started taking out crackers and my friends are like, thought someone farted. They were like, what are you eating?
And this a 6 p.m. taping evening. It's probably after.
I don't remember, but I was trying to be quiet and with a little mouse, but it was really stinky cheese. That's all I had left. And then I thought I could just be, you know, what do you call it? Anonymous. But then the guy that does the warm up, Alan Murray, is a comedian that used to be my next door neighbor, is a friend of mine, and he literally on the mic is like, "Oh, Stephanie Miller is here eating really stinky cheese. Hi, everybody, say hi." And he like shot a fucking T-shirt at me out of a T-shirt cannon. I was like, "Shh, don't." I'm just here watching. Just here supporting Allison.
Well, I wish I'd met you. I bet that was the pilot. I have a feeling it was 3 shows before I came on board.
Anyway.
I would have loved to have met you.
Well, anyway, here's another weird fun fact. Jane Curtin was chosen over you to become an original cast member of SNL. You were that close.
Really?
Wow.
I was booked for the premiere once I wasn't chosen, and Jane Curtin was chosen for the players, but they were still going to feature my Helen Reddy impression. And
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. Would you like to do that now? I feel like you would.
I'm dog and I'm brown, leave my mark all over town. It was a thing about it. It had nothing to do with being a dog as in attractiveness. I love dogs, and I took I Am Woman into I Am Dog and did Dog Pride. And it was very funny. I also did a thing called I'm Having Your Baby, You're a Creep, You're a Coward, and I Wish I'd Never Known You. I'm Having Your Baby, and looking back now, I wish I'd only blown you. They couldn't feature that, but they could feature the I Am Dog. And so they had me fitted for a costume. And on Friday, Ann Beats came to me and said, Jeff Wald, her husband, has said no. You may not use the music because it's an important anthem of the women's movement and we won't have it made fun of. And Ann Beats said, you know, the women's movement is derided for not having a sense of humor. This would actually help. And he said, no. But then Lorne Michaels went and changed the parody law.
Oh, okay.
So I think now you can do it without paying or getting the permission of the...
Can I tell you how that is a magical 6 degree of separation, Mimi Kennedy, Stephanie Miller story? Who was the executive producer of the Stephanie Miller late night show syndicated by Disney in 1995?
Lauren?
Ann Beats.
Oh!
Oh, Ann! Yes, of course it would be Ann. Yeah, Lauren, I've been busy.
Yes.
Ann, I love Ann.
I know.
So, yeah, Square Pegs, Ann. She was...
Yeah.
And she,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Long, long history in there.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right, hold that thought. Mimi Kennedy is making me feel old because she's from Rochester, New York, and knows things from when I was Sister Sleaze, which was in 1904. Listen, I need some more Plexiderm, and so do you.
Yes.
This has been a long year,
uh-huh.
Right? We didn't count on 2020 aging us another 15 friggin' years than it normally a year would age you.
It's been awful.
Plexiderm, right? Clinical studied serum gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduces wrinkles, fine lines, even under eye bags in just minutes. Laugh lines, number 11, crow's feet. I got them all, right?
Yes,
what did 2020 give you? Bullshit and lines. That's what it gave you. And murder hornets.
And murder hornets.
All right.
Queens.
And chuck bears.
Okay. You can try the 6 application trial pack for only $14.95 with free shipping. Check it out. It's BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal. Or you can call them at 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. Comes with free shipping, 30-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose except your wrinkles, lines, under-eye bags, buh, and then buy. That's BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal. Or call 800-685-1292. The code is still sexyliberal. Speaking of which, I love of all the shows you've done that you've been in Veep, because don't you fucking hear that music almost everything that happens in the Trump? Right? Four Seasons Landscaping, you're just like, you can't. Isn't that why Veep said they had to just fucking stop? They're like, we can't. This is, you can't. Right?
I know. No, they can't. Satire is almost impossible. You somehow pull it off. But yeah, fiction satire is very hard to get away with now. The landscaping, right. That did it. We still don't know that story. Stephanie,
it had to be a mistake. Trump tweeted, assumed it was Four Seasons Hotel. And then that's what they do, is they scramble to fix his dumb fuck mistakes.
Yes.
And then they go, no,
the
we
thing.
Meant.
Where was the moment? And I think the moment, it was very Emperor's New Clothes. He had tweeted it. So they said, we can't tell him that we didn't get the hotel.
Right.
Because who wants to stand in the room saying, your fellow hotelier, so-and-so at the Four Seasons wants nothing to do with you. So now, that was the thing. If they had been brave enough to go in there and say, we couldn't get the Four Seasons, so we're going to get the Marriott. I don't know. We're going to get something that likes you. They had to get a parking lot near a thing that said Four Seasons because no one would tell him.
Right. Right. Like a Hampton Inn, you would have gotten free bagels at least. I mean,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Also, Midnight in Paris, one of my other favorite movies you did.
Oh, yeah.
You've been in literally everything.
Yeah, that was great. Woody Allen sends you the script and you're not allowed to show it to anybody. And they say, I will come back in 2 hours and pick this up.
Wow. So he gives you 2 hours to read the script.
Yes.
Luckily, most of his movies are about 90 minutes long. So, yeah.
Degree of Stephanie Miller, Mimi Kennedy separation. You, your friend, Maria, worked with my friend Janet Sheen to design the Trump Grab Me By My Country t-shirt spelled C-U-N-T-L-Y,
yes.
Which is...
That's the one I should be wearing.
Yeah. I love them because Martin is so Catholic. I think he says a rosary every time Janet swears. And she swears a lot, and it's fantastic.
It's a great match. Yes, right. Yeah, Maria did that. Maria is a badass and a brilliant documentarian.
Yeah.
She made a movie when she made it about the Dalai Lama. She said the government of China was after her I mean, she's brave and wonderful, and those T-shirts were funny.
I love them. I love. Do you have an extra one? Because I gave mine to that thieving bitch, Lily Tomlin, and I don't now have a Trump grab my country.
I do have one, but I think I should send it to you only if we can take another Zoom picture. With
okay.
Us
all right. Fine. Okay. Fine. I feel like you saucy little minx, Mimi, that you are needling the president on Twitter. You said topping Reagan's popular vote. That says something to history, doesn't it? He has now topped Reagan's. Right. This is the highest percentage of it for a challenger since FDR in 1932. That seems like that would sting. That would sting.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
with a fragile eagle.
Yeah. Mm. It's when you're puffed up. Yeah. You get a little.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing what hypocritical motherfuckers these Republicans are? Remember how many of them said to us, Trump has a mandate. President Trump has a mandate. He has a mandate now. How Trump called it a landslide? His teeny tiny little sliver of right. He won by 77,000 votes. I mean,
Biden's 77. He must have loved that. It's such a good casino. It's such a casino number.
Yes.
Anyway, it goes along with the Supreme Court hypocrisy. We all watched that.
Right.
We're going to have a Supreme Court justice like 9 weeks before the election. That's fair, even though we said during the whole year before an election, we must not have a Supreme Court justice. It's unfair to the American people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get into the whole activism part, because we wanted to talk to you because we got Georgia coming up, because I am not fucking giving up. I think we can take those two Georgia seats. And you've been on Tom Hartman and elsewhere, obviously, talking about, you wrote a piece about the surrender rule, what it is, why you need to know. There are so many voter suppression techniques and fuckery that the Republicans have engaged in that you're right. This is what you've been trying to do, is arm them with knowledge. You wrote a troubling
with knowledge. That's what we need to do.
We got to get these levers of power back, Mimi, and change all this bullshit, this voter suppression bullshit. But you said a troubling pattern has been seen in 2020's pandemic primaries. Many voters who expected to receive a mail-in ballot never received it by design, fucking post office, or it arrived just before election day. They worried it might not get back to the election office by their state's deadline to count it. So in state after state, voters who had requested mail ballots have flocked to polling places to vote in person. Since there were fewer voting sites, Republican fuckery again, due to also COVID-19 worker shortages, long lines piled up, voters waited for hours, and then they may have faced another delay checking in due to a problem that almost no one warned them about. So talk to us about the surrender rule and what you need to know.
What that has been, and it's changing now, and it's different in 50 states. So with that caveat, I will proceed. In general, if you are signed up to get a mail ballot and have been sent a mail ballot by your election office, if you showed up to vote in person, you sign in, and the first thing they ask you is, where's your mail ballot? What'd you do with your mail ballot? We sent you a mail ballot. How do we know you haven't voted your mail ballot and you're here to vote a second time? In most places previously, before electronic poll books, you had to have that mail ballot in hand to hand it over, surrender, and say, I surrender my mail ballot. I am not using it. Let me vote a regular ballot here. Okay, nobody knew this rule. And there was some fuckery about making sure everybody got signed up, permanent mail ballot status, by the way, so that such people who didn't even know really or remember they were mail ballot people would show up, try to sign in, and they'd say, where's your mail ballot? And you go, what mail ballot? I didn't know I was a mail ballot voter, or I never got it, or I got it, I left it on my mom's dining room table, or I moved, I don't know where it is. Whatever it was, here's a provisional ballot, we would say. California got to the point, and I think it was 2016 primary, there were 450,000 provisional ballots left, most of them from young people.
Right.
That was a burning primary. But anyway, it persists in many states, and it's changing now because we have electronic poll books where the poll worker, me, can say to you, the voter, all right, I can just type in that you're here to vote in person, and that'll cancel your mail ballot if it ever comes in down at the elections office. But it's different in 50 states.
Right.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
We had to educate people. The main thing was, now that we're all voting by mail, check the fucking rules. Yeah. Because it may be a trap to get you to vote provisional when you show up at the polls. And that we cannot have.
I think we can achieve anything, because it's taken me nearly 20 minutes to get you to start dropping F-bombs. But now you are doing it liberally. Yeah. And I am very, very proud of you.
Also,
well, I want to talk about Georgia for a minute, though.
Well, let me just say 2020 voterscalendar.org is a state-by-state resource guide for voters that Mimi has put together. But, okay, so, yes, I wanted to ask you specifically about Georgia. Talk to us.
We're going to have a full hand recount of those paper ballots in Georgia.
Right.
The paper ballots, some of them are issued by ballot marking devices, so they're sort of computer printout paper ballots. And many of my friends object to that, but I say at least it's a paper ballot and at least it's got the names of the people you voted for on it. If they count them and they find that everything is perfectly fine, I am still worried because you see, you can program a tabulator to cheat. This way Volkswagen programmed their cars to cheat on smog tests only during the testing phase.
Aye.
And when it was actually running, you could smog up the land all you wanted. Mm-hmm. But then when it came to be tested, they programmed the software to always pass the test. So I'm just saying I want that Georgia runoff in January to be audited so that we know that what's on the paper ballots is also what's in the tabulator.
I hate to say it, but in states where you know it's a Republican governor and a Republican secretary of state, you're just like, they're going to try to cheat if they can. I mean, they're going to try to, you know, salve. I mean, this whole hand recount is for Trump's stupid little ego, right? I mean,
I think probably a lot of people want to check what's going on. And I think that's good. But it's very complicated. They also have a picture of every single ballot. Did you know that when they go through a scanner, a picture is taken? Uh-huh.
No, I didn't know that.
Ballot. Those are called ballot images. And another way to check an election count is to release that file of ballot images. It's just like releasing the file of your documents or your pictures and let people look at them.
Okay.
Project them on the wall.
Right.
The projector in your precinct and see who really won.
Right.
You can do that with ballot images.
Complete transparency there.
Wow, Mimi, I am going to need to clean up this happy hour with a clean phone wand, you dirty little fucking minx. Wow. It took me a long time to drag the F words out of her, but I did it.
You did.
Okay. You can take the clean phone to my iPad.
Okay. Yeah. This is the Black Friday special, by the way, just for my listeners. The Clean Phone, the top brand in UV sanitizing, now offering their top-rated, top-selling, best-reviewed wand product at 50% off and free two-day shipping. This is a got to have. It is the portable one. You take it with you everywhere with your traveling. It is a handheld UV sanitizer. Helps you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and viruses in seconds on virtually every surface. It is the sanitizing technology they're using in hospitals. You can do it to your mask like they do in hospitals. I do it. I take it with me. I use it on my mask, packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money. 50% off and free two-day shipping for a limited time. Perfect gift for everybody you love. And check this out. Get the Clean Phone wand right now at 50% off. They'll take 60% off a second wand. This is the Black Friday sale. Go to thenewdealshop.com. That is thenewdealshop.com. Don't miss the early Black Friday special. Now is the time to keep you and everyone you love safe. Thenewdealshop.com. Which of the Trump election fraud lawsuits that have been thrown out of court do you find the most hilarious?
Oh, God. I don't know, but... there's 7, right?
Oh, no, it's 13 he's lost so far, hasn't he? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My favorite is the sticky note lawyer. This is a sticky note. There was a sticky note. Somebody said to a poll worker.
Yeah.
Somebody said something to somebody, hearsay. But they wrote it on a sticky.
And so they considered that the evidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That is, it's par for the course, really.
Yeah.
I can't even say it's sad or ridiculous anymore. Unfortunately, we've come to expect this from the fucking president of the United States.
Yeah. In my head, the Veep music like then goes into the Curb Your Enthusiasm music. Like every scene in the Trump world is like... I don't... Okay. They're just... I guess that's what we should be happy. They're such bumblefucks, right? It just ends up being a curb scene. You're like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Really? They're so... I mean, thank God they're too incompetent, I think, to stage a coup. I mean, they're trying, right?
They are. The thing that's made me angriest is that they gaslighted the American people. All this talk about we're so polarized. You know what? We've been gaslit.
Yeah.
I don't think we're... polarized deep down. There is the racism is the worst thing.
Yeah.
The racism is the worst thing. There are people. That's my dog.
Wow, that's a really small yappy dog. What you got? What you got there?
Yeah, he is. He's a part. He's got a pink nose, but he looks like a poodle. So what is that? Bichon Frise.
Yeah.
A Pekingese. It's a Pekingese with a pink nose.
Bichon noodle.
Bichon noodle.
A Bichon noodle. Oh, that is a macho dog. Wow. Is that's a guard dog?
I don't know.
You get off the fuck off my yard. I have a Bichon noodle.
Exactly right.
Bichon doodle. Pardon me.
Oh, those are the dogs. I said publicly what he is. I want people to think he's a big, huge Doberman.
Oh, that's the dogs that Susan Carpenter McMillan used to have. Bichon Frises.
Yes. Yep.
That she showed that looked like tampons had exploded.
Yep.
Like you put water on a tampon and it just... Poof.
So imagine that crossed with a poodle.
Right, a Bichon doodle.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly right. Ours has a pink nose. So
yeah, maybe. That is a homo dog there. Okay. Well, and I say that as a homo.
Yeah.
What is Progressive Democrats of America about, Mimi Kennedy? Tell us.
That's the Progressive Democrats. In 2004, we saw the Democratic Party wasn't going to go against the Iraq War, right? John Kerry. And he was the Winter Soldier. He should have been against war, but he wasn't. So a guy named Tim Carpenter, was a friend of mine, said, I'm taking all the delegates from Al Sharpton and Carolyn Mosley Brown and John Edwards and even John Kerry and Dennis Kucinich and some of Howard Dean. And we're going to make Progressive Democrats of America. But it was like, oops, because Howard Dean did Democracy for America.
Right.
And the CY, you could be a nonprofit because you're not attached to a political party and you could raise billions of money.
Sure.
Progressive Democrats of America were branded as a political party thing. And so we had to raise hard money. Nobody could give us more than $5,000 a year.
Okay.
All right.
So we grew slowly, but we were amazing activists and we got chapters in congressional districts and we demonstrated outside of, I demonstrated in Adam Schiff's office once. And I remember he was like, demonstrators, what are they doing here? It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I like to feel that was his Adam Schiff how to do it.
That was his pre-Watermelon Head days.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Stand up, Alan. Adam.
I can't wait to be over the Trump era. I just had him on a couple days ago, Mimi, and I have to say to the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, how do you feel about your pencil neck holding up a watermelon head? Is it strong enough to hold up your water? Jesus Christ. It's just, I want to get out of this third grade bully bullshit where we just have sane, competent people in charge that aren't in our fucking face every second, right?
I know. It would help. Let us get back into show business.
Yeah.
You know, right. Got mixed up. Somebody said something great. The reality president doesn't know reality. The reality show star.
Yes. This can't accept reality. Yes. We want to get back to this business we call show, don't we, Mimi?
Yes, we do.
And by show, I mean I work in my basement and you win and you've won Critics' Choice Awards. But listen, it's all the same. All the world's a stage. Mimi Kennedy, we love you. Thanks so much. We'll come back anytime. And
thank you, Stephanie. I want to hear more about you. Your daddy ran for vice president of the United States.
Yes. How about that? I was three. It wasn't my fault. I didn't say anything yet. I hadn't fucking said a thing yet.
No, but it gave you a certain, did it not, respect for the institutions of our country? Or did you think,
No, fuck that. No, I mean, I was saying I prayed to, because I'm a little daddy's girl, I prayed to him for a 1964 style landslide against Trump. But, you know, we all knew that that's unrealistic because of Fox News and right wing radio. It's astounding that, you know, half the country could vote for this fucking incompetent moron. Right. But it's
media. Murdoch never should have owned everything he owned.
Yeah.
You know, AM radio is killing us, and I wish you were. Are you on AM radio?
I am, indeed. Barely.
Thank God, because barely. But we need to be all over AM radio much more.
We've said it for years. Yeah, liberals need to get it. They need to invest in infrastructure like the right wing did. They have hundreds of radio stations. And
people say, oh, but I'm on the internet. It's like when I'm driving my car, I'm not listening to the
internet. We're on Sirius XM and we're on smartphone apps. You know, we're on iHeart app,
everywhere.
The TuneIn app. Yeah,
we're everywhere because we have to be.
Yeah,
you know? That's how people listen.
Yeah,
you know.
But you know, Mimi, you raise a good point, though. Just about numbers is 80% of the American people know that Joe Biden won this election. So you have to understand that 20% is that tiny portion of his crazy base. They are not. We've got to stop doing these Democrats in disarray, and how do we reach out to? We're not allowed to reach out to those crazy fuckers. The 20% of crazy fuckers that don't think Biden won.
Get them if you got an AM radio because they're driving their trucks around listening to the Catholic Hour. Have you ever heard that 90-year-old?
I have not. Oh, you went to Catholic school. I went to our sister of perpetual virginity. You went where in Rochester? You went. I found. Where was it? I had the name of it. What is it? Where did you go?
I went to Mercy High School. Did you go to St. Agnes or Nazareth Hall?
No, I went to DeSales Catholic High School. I did not go to DeSales. I just joke that it was our sisters of perpetual virginity.
Ours was too.
Yeah.
Yeah, fell short of that mark. Yeah. But you know, there is a 9-year-old nun who sounds like she's going to yell at you, young lady. And she's on for hours when you cross the United States in the northern sector. That's who you listen to. And you get blamed and shamed, and it feels just like home.
Oh.
Other than that, you can listen to poundy rock and roll.
Right.
I did 12 years hard time. Like, I want that bullshit again. Really? I want that for entertainment?
I did, too.
I want more of Sister Charles Bronson? I don't think so. Mimi Kennedy, you are a delight. Thank you. We will tune into you on Mom. We will activate. We will activate with you and your activism, Progressive Democrats of America. And we this was a joy and a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Give Alice and Jenny big deal, like tongue kiss, and just say it's for me. Do it. Just do it.
Under COVID, that's hard. But
all
yes.
right.
Yes.
Well, when that's over. When that's over. All right. Love you, Mimi.
All right. Thank you,
Mimi.
All right, love
happy
you.
Happy hour. I've been hunkering for quite some time in this lockdown.
Yes.
Yes. I'm totally hungered and losing what's left of the very little shizzle that I had. I need a little pick-me-up. For me, it's Plexiderm because I still, right, you're still not away from the outside world. You're doing Zoom calls. You're doing FaceTime. Yep. You're doing Instagram photos, whatever you're doing.
You're wearing a mask, and that kind of puts the emphasis on your eyes.
On your eyes. That's the last thing that you want to feel worse about yourself. It's just a little pick-me-up. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum, gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduces wrinkles, fine lines, even under eye bags in minutes. Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, crow's feet. It takes 10 years off your appearance. I'm telling you, in like 10 minutes, I put it on every morning. Highly recommend it. Listen, I appreciate all the you look young comments. Plexiderm. Try it. I do it every morning. Get a 6-day application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping if you want to see.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it works. Go to BUIPLX.com. That's BIPLX.com/voices. Or you can call them 800-685-1292 and say the code voices. Order today. Shipping's free. Backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose except all that under your eyes? Okay. BUIPLX.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code voices. Bye-bye.